USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Israel deployed ground forces near Gaza and ramped up airstrikes against Hamas Thursday as the bloody conflict shows no signs of letting up. The Israeli assault comes after Hamas groups stepped up their rocket assaults on Thursday, shooting more than 100 bombs into Israel. Some Senate Democrats are open to paying for a compromise infrastructure package by imposing user fees, including more gas taxes and raising money from electric car drivers through a vehicle miles travel charge. Republican leaders say they would not support raising either corporate or personal taxes to pay for President Biden's spending proposals. China is about to attempt its first Mars landing Friday. Tianwen-1, as the mission is called, means questions to heaven. It aims to be the first Mars mission to send a spacecraft into the planet's orbit, drop a landing platform onto the Martian surface, and deploy a rover all in one expedition. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
When I first switched over, because I stopped taking the other supplements I was taking and switched over all the way to Balance of Nature, I really noticed a huge difference. It was amazing. Like better sleep, better attention, better energy. It was just really, really great.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The dysfunction between Washington lawmakers has become business as usual. Wendy King from the Pacific Northwest, USA Radio News Bureau reports.
According to multiple reports, Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene aggressively confronted Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez outside the House chamber on Wednesday. Ocasio-Cortez says she's now ramping up security. Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi has suggested an ethics committee should be investigating Greene for her verbal assault.
Two Washington Post reporters witnessed the confrontation. They say Representative Greene, the Republican from Georgia, shouted, "Hey, Alexandria," twice in an effort to get her attention. When Ocasio-Cortez did not stop walking, Greene picked up her pace and began shouting at her and asking why she supports terrorist groups. Greene also shouted that Ocasio-Cortez was failing to defend her radical socialist beliefs by declining to publicly debate the freshman from Georgia. Thanks for listening, and TGIF, my friend. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Hazing incidents continue to happen at American colleges. One is being sued because of a hazing death. Dan Rocky from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The family of an Ohio college student who died during a fraternity hazing incident is suing that fraternity and several of its members. The family of Stone Fultz has filed a wrongful death suit against the national chapter of Pi Kappa Alpha and 10 members of the chapter at Bowling Green State University in the death of their son. Fultz died on March 20th of alcohol poisoning after a hazing ritual that saw pledges allegedly blindfolded and forced to drink an entire bottle of alcohol.
Since 2000, there have been more than 50 hazing-related deaths. The causes are varied. Heat stroke, drowning, alcohol poisoning, head injuries, asphyxia, cardiac arrest. But the tragedies almost involve a common denominator, kids and alcohol. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky on MSNBC talks about the new CDC guidelines for fully vaccinated people ditching the mask.
Now, that said, I think your point is really well taken. For the last 15 months, we've been saying wear a mask. And so it's been ingrained in us. You can't leave the house without a mask. I went for a walk for the first time without a mask outside a week ago, and that felt strange, right? So I think we all are going to have to become comfortable with this again. But what we're saying is now it's time to make those efforts to start getting comfortable.
Thanks for listening. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.